Havana Trade. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, this past week, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack made an historic visit to Cuba to talk more about the potential of U.S. ag exports going there. Gary Crawford has more.
This has been an interesting couple of days in Cuba.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack on Friday winding up his Cuban trip. He, along with a group of U.S. lawmakers, not only touring agricultural facilities, co-ops, farm markets, but also meeting with the Cuban vice president and several top trade and agricultural officials.
These conversations are designed first and foremost to begin the process of building a relationship between the American people and the Cuban people, understanding that agriculture can act as a bridge in developing that relationship.
But he said there are barriers to the ag trade relationship, mostly coming from the U.S. embargo legislation.
Requiring that a product to be paid for in dollars, the fact that credit is currently not available to those in Cuba who are purchasing American product, and that we still require Cubans to work indirectly through a series of third country banks.
Vilsack said he hopes these restrictions will be lifted soon and that at some point his department will be able to have a permanent presence in Cuba to help smooth the way to more trade when the embargo is lifted. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
Well, according to USDA, U.S. ag exports to Cuba totaled $300 million. This past year. That reflects 16% of Cuba's nearly $2 billion in ag imports. Now, U.S. exports included $148 million of poultry meat, making Cuba the eighth largest export market for U.S. poultry. Back in 2001, a Tennessee group of Farm Bureau and ag business leaders visited Cuba to discuss trade, and there's no doubt with Tennessee's growing poultry industry, there's lots of interest in seeing more exports of our poultry. American Farm Bureau President Bob Stallman thinks it makes sense.
It's just one of those markets that we should have because of proximity to us and the traditional market that's been there before the embargo got put in place.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.